wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey. A sure remedy, but take only as directed. Just four simple words, take only as directed, yet so vitally important. The radio announces wonderful medicines for man's ills, and what they will do? Then comes the needed warning, take only as directed. If a rub-on is swallowed, it may be deadly. If a two a day is taken six at a time, it could be fatal, making the remedy a curse. To take an overdose to try and hurry relief would be even more foolish than dissolving a tablet in a gallon of water and taking only a sip. Directions are written plain and clear. It is wisdom to take time to read them and then to obey them exactly. If the radio should proclaim a remedy for cancer that was a sure cure, no matter where the cancer was, or even if it were in the advanced stage, it would never fail. What good news that would be to those suffering from that awful malady. They would drop everything and diligently learn about it, and when procured, they would be certain to take only as directed. But man has an ailment worse than cancer, more painful, more deadly, and over which he is helpless to cure himself. All his remedies have failed, so now his case is hopeless. Man's disease is sin, and the whole race is plagued with it. It works death in one and all, separating man from his God, and rendering him helpless before its powerful attack. It plants its deadly roots in man's brain, so his thoughts are only evil continually. In his heart, so he loves and craves sin's destroying lusts. In his mouth, so he belches out his filthy jokes and God-defiant boasts. In his feet, so they're swift to take the evil path to hellfire. Sin has so captivated man's entire being. But God has a remedy, an unfailing remedy, for old sinners enslaved by sin, and for young sinners allured by sin. It is a proven remedy that has survived the centuries and can display what it has done for millions. God announces his remedy thus: the gospel of Christ is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. This gospel declares that Christ died for our sins, Christ was buried, and Christ arose from the dead the third day according to the scriptures. It is Christ, Christ, Christ. For God's good news of salvation for man, lost in his sins, is all found in a person, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And those who are without Christ are without God, having no hope. So neighbor, don't stop till you get to Christ and know him as your own Lord and Savior. He suffered once for all for our sins on that cruel cross of Calvary, where he gave his own precious blood for our cleansing. So God declares, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. Then he arose from the dead, showed his living body to men, and as they watched, he ascended back into heaven. This Jesus Christ is alive forevermore, and so he is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him. God has provided in Jesus Christ, his Son, the only remedy for man lost in sin. God knew what it took, and Calvary was his prescription. Christ finished the work, and the remedy is now available to one and all, to you. But just like a medicine, it must be taken. You have to receive it. So the Bible insists that each one receives for himself this Christ as his own Lord and Savior. This brings us to take only as directed. Even God's remedy has failed. When? It failed when it is not taken as directed. Many have had religious experiences that left them in sad disappointment and bewilderment. We must read God's written in directions in his word, the Bible, and then take only as directed. After over 60 years of Bible study and over a half century in the ministry of the gospel, I will sum up in 4 points God's directions. Number 1, Your pride and self-reliance must be smashed, and in repentance you must confess your filthy sins and defiant ungodliness of going your own way, and turning away from your evil ways, cry out to God, God, be merciful to me, the sinner, as you earnestly seek His grace. Number two, you must, in absolute submission, surrender to Jesus Christ as your Lord to obey Him, and with that dedication to the Lord Jesus, you must forsake all others and trust only in Him as your Savior, in His precious blood to cleanse you from all sin, in His ever-living for you to bring you home to heaven. Third, you must make a definite choice, Christ for me, come what may. A personal decision, I will have Christ no matter what others do, and that expressed to God and confessed to men. As the Bible says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, Jesus as Lord, L-O-R-D, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And fourth, now is the time. Delay is dangerous, for behold, now is accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. And postponement is deadly, for he that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. A remedy for a cold directs to take it at the first sneeze, for a cold quickly gets hold of you, and the longer you delay, the harder it is to uproot it. Just so is sin. As soon as the youth is aware of sin against God, right then it is time to seek the Lord and His remedy for sin. But with many, sin has gotten a deadly grip on you. Satan has captivated you. The world has engulfed you. Your heart has become hardened while you try to silence your accusing conscience. In all this you have grieved the Holy Spirit of God, and God warns you, my spirit shall not always strive with man. Yet in tender compassion, God, please once more, I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will ye die? And to this is added, seek ye the Lord while he may be found, call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. God's remedy for your deadly disease I have brought to you. His directions I have explained to you, and now your will decides it. I beseech you to, in real repentance toward God, take Jesus Christ as your own Lord and Savior, and confess to God that decision, and do it now, right now. Then you shall be another testimony to the gospel of Christ and His saving grace and power. And when you prove the sure cure of God's gospel, you'll want to tell others, for what Christ has done for you, He can do for them, if they too will be sure to take only as directed. Just a final word. I have made known to you your sin and guilt before God. I have pointed you to your only hope. It is to know Jesus Christ as your own Lord and your Savior. And I've explained to you how you can receive Him and be saved now and saved forever. So now I can only plead with you to take action. I see you on that broad road going down to hellfire. As you near the deadline of God's mercy, from whence you shall plunge into that awful furnace of fire forever, I cry to you to flee from the wrath to come. Why? Hearken. Because there is wrath, beware, lest he take thee away with his stroke, then a great ransom cannot deliver thee. Your case is desperate. Your need is imperative. It is now or never. I beg you not to eat or sleep until you have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. My sincere prayers go with this message, as is another message of the Holy Spirit of God to you through His bondservant, David Brinkman.
What shall the answer?